What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 81 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Training Tuesday, we're going to be discussing single muscle group training. Are there certain muscle groups that you can dedicate a full day to training just that? Are there ones that you can't? Can you just not commit to any? Can you commit to all of them? We're going to cover all of that today.
Yeah, how much is too much? How much is not enough? All of these topics we will be getting into. Sorry if my voice sounds a little bit scratchy. My throat's feeling so inflamed today.
Yep, allergies are on the rise here once again. They went away for like a week and then came back.
We just don't know what it is. Like, y'all, I've never struggled with allergies in my entire life. And ever since we moved here, I have been like miserable. Like, I wake up every single morning, my eyes are swollen shut and like just pouring water. Like, it's crazy. Need to find some better medication because what we're doing right now is not working.
Absolutely, 100%. So getting into it here, I believe what traditionally the single muscle group training will be called would be like a bro split. A lot of times you'll see people training Monday chest, Tuesday back, Wednesday, you know, legs, Thursday arms, Friday shoulders, so on and so forth, training like that. Have you ever trained with that kind of training before?
I feel like I've done it all. Yeah, I've definitely done a training style like that. I have very mixed opinions on it because I think that there is a time and a place for everything, but is it what I do now or what I think is the most beneficial for me right now? No.
Awesome. Can you expand on that a little bit? You know, why? What's the difference now between other times?
I mean, I was just not as educated first off, but I do think it can be a little bit more beneficial when you're a little bit newer to the gym. Just kind of learning a little bit more about your specific muscle groups, really focusing on mind-muscle connection, really just dedicating that whole day to just, okay, I'm just really focusing on back today. And you might also not have as much recovery ability when you are a little bit newer. You're probably going to be getting a lot more sore. You might not be able to train muscle groups as frequently. So that is what could be a possible benefit. But for where I'm at right now, my recovery is really great also because I am an enhanced athlete. So I can train muscle groups a lot more often, I would say. Your recovery ability is going to be a lot faster. So I'm like, okay, why would I dedicate one day to just shoulders when I can train shoulders and back and get even more out of it if I'm already recovered, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And there are muscle groups that recover faster than others. Shoulders are one of them. Abs recover a lot faster too, traditionally. So, you know, would it make sense for, let's just say you train shoulders typically on Friday, does it make sense to wait all the way until next Friday to train shoulders, even though on Sunday you already weren't sore anymore? Probably not. Really doesn't make sense in that regard. So that's why most people will end up steering away from this single muscle group training strategy. On top of a very, very common one I see, especially for men, is training arms. You have an entire day dedicated to arms or arms and abs. And I'm like, the problem is you hit arms every single time you have an upper body day. Why do you need to dedicate all this volume to training your arms? In my opinion, it's just kind of a waste of fucking time. For me, in my training right now, and I have a professional training coach also programming my training, he is in the same mindset I always was with that, where I have one, maybe two bicep movements a week and one tricep movement a week, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same page, and a lot of my athletes are on the same page. One, it really depends exactly what you're training for. If you're just training lifestyle and you really just want to have fucking huge arms, you don't care about like proportions or anything like that, whatever, go for it. Maybe you'll be able to get more growth out of doing full arm days, but why not just maybe bias a shoulder press and a little bit more of a tricep and get some shoulder work out of it too, because the issue can come into play, you know. If you're a competitor, especially, you don't want your arms to be overtaking your shoulders, and overtaking your delts.
Yeah, and that's in every single division in bodybuilding, male, female, doesn't matter. They want your delts bigger than your arms.
Exactly. My arms have just always grown. I haven't been one to really train arms much. I actually went like a full year without hitting any arms. Now I'm back to training just a little bit, super light arms at the end of my workout, really just for blood flow and getting that, you know, finishing out that pump. But yeah, I just find that throughout these other movements, like especially with my biceps, they've always just been super activated when I'm training back. My triceps get super activated when I'm training any chest or shoulder. So I find that I get honestly more than enough work, not even hitting arms sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. If you are someone and you never train arms and you're new to the gym and you're just training upper body, you know, twice a week or whatever, your arms will still grow. You don't need to just dedicate it to arms. So it really doesn't make sense to just, you know, put everything in there. Rather than your chest, for example, if you're hitting upper body but you never do any pressing movements, you never do any fly movements, but you're doing like rows and you're doing like shoulder press, your chest actually will lag behind and will not grow properly. So there's muscle groups where, you know, that applies, muscle groups where it doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not sure if I've ever been one to do a full arm day. I don't know if I've ever done that, but holy shit, that would also be so boring.
Oh, yeah, I did arm days, and arm day was
that is so boring, just doing curls and fucking pushdowns. What even can you do?
Realistically, like, I mean, for me, I think what I did was, like, I would do a hammer curl. I would do, like, elbows forward, preacher curl. I would do sitting on the bench with my elbows behind me, drag curls. Then I would do hammer curls, and then I would have triceps, and I do like dip, tricep overhead, tricep push down, close grip push ups, whatever it is, and try to do it like that. But it's just all this unnecessary volume when really all you have to do, okay, it's a push day, so let's just change some triceps at the end of this push day. Okay, let's just put a giant drop set or like a 2 minute, 3 minute AMRAP at the end of your day with just tricep push downs. And trust me, you're gonna get plenty of blood flow, plenty of a pump in your triceps for them to grow, because in the end, that's what matters. You need to be able to contract the muscle properly and get blood flow in there. That is what's going to grow the muscle, not the volume.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you are someone who maybe your arms just like really lag behind, like you do need a little bit more arm work, you don't get the best engagement within your other movements, it's going to be so much more beneficial and so much more convenient that you don't have to give up another day by just supersetting arms into a shoulder day. Cool. Maybe you even superset it into every single shoulder set. Cool. I'm doing a set of shoulder press right now. I'm going to superset it with tricep pushdowns. Like supersetting it in, I think, could be a really great tool because one, it's not going to fatigue you very much. So it's not going to impact your other movement too much. And two, then you don't have to give up a full day that could be dedicated to bigger muscle groups for just arms.
Absolutely. One of my favorites is actually supersetting arms on non-upper body days. So then it's like they're fresh. They're the only thing getting worked that day, and you can really maximize them. And so a lot of my clients have like, they'll have a posterior chain day, quads focus day, and their quad focus day, I'll actually throw in their arm workout that day as well. Just so then they maximize, guess what? Their arms aren't like pre-fatigued from doing any other movements. You can just really, really go all out on your arms for that day, and then you're done for the week.
Yeah, so what is your current split that you are following?
I just finished my split, so don't have my exact new one up yet, but what I was previously following was legs, full upper, and then rest, and then a pull push. And so my pull day, I would end my pull day with a superset of preacher curls and hammer curls for a 5 minute AMRAP. So I would just keep going back and forth, and I had rep ranges for each of those as well that I wanted to hit each set. Then for my push day, I had triceps, and I did skull crushers at the beginning of my push day, and that's it. That's my only tricep movement.
Yeah, for me, honestly, I'm not even 100% sure. I have a training coach as well, so I just go into the gym and fucking do what he has for me on the day. But it goes, let's see, Monday, I know I have lower body. I think it's more of the quad focus, full lower body day. Tuesday is today, shoulders and back. Wednesday, rest day. Thursday, glutes and hamstrings. Friday, shoulders and abs. Saturday, back and glutes.
Oh, yeah. And those legs.
Yes, a lot of legs.
Absolutely. And so getting into that, you know, there is always the discussion of volume. And I actually was listening to a podcast while I was at the gym today that was super, super insightful. It was from the Outlaw coach. It's Yours coaches and a lot of the top Olympian athletes right now in the IFBB. And he was talking about his top athletes only have 8 working sets for their muscle group in their session. And he's like, it'll be like 4 movements, 2 sets each. and they're complaining, and they're like, oh, why? I'm not tired. I'm not getting fatigued. Oh, I didn't feel it as much. And he said, and he made a great point. That is your fault. That's not the workout's fault. If you're doing it correctly, if you're getting the right contraction, 3 reps in, you should already be feeling a pump in your muscle. And that's so fucking true. Where volume, if you can just hammer volume, hammer volume, hammer volume, that means you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we hear this all the time, even from like new athletes who maybe will say, oh, I need to do more. This isn't enough for me. And yeah, same response. That is your fault. Yeah. You should be able to make one set hard. You should be able to make 2 sets extremely, extremely hard. I know I have some specific movements for myself right now when I'm like, 3 sets is like too much. Like, I could not do 3 sets here. Like, really going heavy to the balls to the walls on Bulgarians, 2 sets is enough for me.
Exactly. 100%. So that's always, you know, volume is not everything. That's the timing thing, right? Where, okay, if I'm hitting chest and I did 4, if I did 8 working sets on chest, okay, that might take me only like 35 minutes. And great, that means you have time. Guess what? Go hit, you know, some triceps or whatever it is and add that onto that session rather than wasting an entire day just hitting arms, right? So that's really when that comes into play, where as long as you're managing your volume correctly, there should be no reason you can't throw in some arms on just other days, or abs, or whatever it may be. Those are two things that just shouldn't have full days dedicated to them. Shoulders too, to be honest. Shoulders can take a lot of volume. So I believe it's actually more beneficial to just be hitting shoulders like 3 days a week and just getting a really good pump all 3 of those days.
Yeah, so what's your thought on like smaller muscle group, like say abs?
Yeah, so with abs, it's going to be the same thing. They recover really, really fast. If you really want to improve your abs, my rule of thumb is just train them when they're not sore. Like, that's going to be really, really effective for sure when it comes to that. Of course, you genetically, how your abs look, that's going to play a role. But if you want to train abs, just train them when they're not sore, and that's going to maximize your progression with them.
Yep, completely agree. I don't think, you know, ab training isn't necessarily going to do what you might think it will. It's not going to give you these super defined abs super fast. That's going to come through your diet. But yeah, if you're really trying to build those more blocky abs, make them a little bit more poppy, and you have a low enough body fat percentage, then yes, you could definitely benefit from training abs a little bit more often.
Yep, they're not going to make your abs show up, that's for sure. All right, I believe that's everything we have needed to cover for this. So in summary, guys, you should not be training just one muscle group a day, typically, unless it's a really, really big focus for some reason. But in the case of smaller muscle groups like arms, shoulders, abs, really just no reason for it.
Alrighty, guys. See you tomorrow.
Peace.